I used to love people when you were tripping, wanted you to do something on the trip to enhance it. You meet those people? You're tripping? Oh man, you gotta play miniature golf.
Exactly what I was thinking. Get me off the third moon of Pluto for a minute. Let me hit a golf ball through a clown's mouth.
Oh, he seemed to swallow it. I told you. Wait till you see the tracers on the windmill. See, my personal belief about drugs is this, my honest to God, honest to true personal belief, is that God left certain drugs growing naturally upon our planet to speed up our evolution. Yeah. You think mushrooms growing on top of cow shit was an accident? Where do you think the phrase, "that's good shit," came from? Damn good shit. I rarely eat shit, but goddamn, you ever have that shit? That's good shit. God's little accelerator pad for evolution. That's exactly what they are. Just think about it. For millions of years, we were just nothing. We were cavemen. You know, just animals. Probably too stupid to catch a cow, you know? They no longer shit that. In other words, whatever they're shitting or were shitting, they're storing that shit up. We might see some really special cows in the near future. Somewhat good on us. Come on, man. Think of the 60s. Peace, love. What do you think that fucking came from? Remember that? Peace. Peace. Now no one takes drugs, and what do people do? They went from peace to, fuck it, Satan. What happened to us? Peace, fuck it, Satan. Wow. You know what I mean? If you don't think music has done good things for us, do me a favor. Go home tonight, take all your albums, tapes, and CDs, and burn them. Because you know what? The musicians who made all that great music that's enhanced your lives throughout the years? Real fucking high. Man, the Beatles were so high, they let Ringo sing a couple of tunes. Tell me they weren't partying. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yeah, we all live in a yellow. Do you know how fucking high they were when they wrote that song? They had to pull Ringo off the ceiling with a rake to sing that fucking song. John, get Ringo. He's in the corner. Ooh, look at him scooch. Grab him. Hook his bell bottom. He's got a song he wants to sing on. Something about living in a yellow tambourine or something. Ringo, Yoko's gone, come down, we can party. She's left the building, come down, the party will resume. They were real high, they wrote great music.
Figure it out.
And these musicians today that don't do drugs, and in fact speak out against it. We're rock against drugs. Boy, they suck. You're just no good, I'm talking about.
Coincidence? I don't know.
They're politically correct rock group.
You also suck. You suck Satan's cock.
We're rock against drugs, because that's what George Bush wants.
Suck Satan's cock. Suck it.
We're rock stars who do Pepsi Cola commercials.
Suck Satan's becker, put it in your mouth. Suck Satan's black wormy jism into your gullet. It is only your dear soul, it is only dignity. Suck Satan's cock.
Luckily, Satan's dick has many heads, so all these little demon piglets can nuzzle up next to each other and suck all at once. Here comes a fella named Vanilla Ice.
Let me get this straight. You have no talent, yet you want to be a star. Suck Satan's pecker. You will be a star. Here comes a fella named Vanilla Ice. MC Hammer. Madonna.
And the list goes on. MC Hammer. I don't fucking get it. Pardon me?
He's a great dancer.
He's got a sand crab in his underwear.
Your dick fell off, didn't you, comedian? Do not make fun of Satan's plan. Your dick will fall off. You will be a little hermaphrodite. You will no longer be Goat Boy. You will be Mr. Nonsex. You will be a Ken doll.